You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, Lindsay, good morning. What's going on today?
Good morning. I'm just on my way home from work.
Oh, you got night shift action, huh?
I do, yes. You guys keep me awake on my drive home.
Oh, should nice. We guess that you're, let me see, guess you're a nurse?
Hooker?
Would that be right?
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yes, I technically am a nurse, but I'm a nurse administrator, so I work the night shift as a nurse admin.
All right.
Anything fun happen overnight?
Yeah.
Anything exciting?
Anything crazy?
I mean, we had a couple crazy things. I don't know if I can say them on the radio, but yeah, it was an interesting night.
Stuff in butts, probably. That's usually what goes down at night.
Yeah, lots of ins and outs, I guess we can say.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right. I think that's the shift I would want to work if I was at a hospital. I want the night shift.
You'd have more stories,
yeah,
probably.
You would. That's when the crazy stuff happens.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of fun working the night shift.
So,
thank you for letting us keep you company on your drive home. What do you got going on this weekend?
My kid has a baseball tournament, so baseball.
All weekend, huh?
Yeah, but at least it's in Colorado. We just had one in Oklahoma City last weekend, so this will be much more comfortable.
Holy crap.
It's a long weekend of baseball.
You ever feel like just dropping them off and then coming back and picking them up when it's over?
Well, he's 17, so I don't even have to drop him off. I just am a good parent and like to support when I can.
You just like to go watch, huh?
Oh, I see.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
You know, yeah, that's a good point. You support him, and then in my case, like, we made some really good friends with some of the other parents during youth sports, so it was kind of more fun to just show up and hang with the other parents, you know, than watching the game.
Yeah, and you bring an adult beverage along, and
that's
it makes
right.
the games even better.
We started bringing a pop-up tent, so we could just pop up the tent, and everybody gathered underneath and wheeled up their coolers, and I hate
it's
to say it,
silly,
I missed
right?
a bit of the game every now and then, you know, because we were chatting so much.
It is. It's a good time.
It is a good time.
Thanks for hanging out with us, Lindsay. Got any questions for us, or no? Are you good to go?
No, I'm good to go. I just really guys enjoy you guys. I've been listening since 2000, so thank you very much for 23 years of fun radio.
Thank you
23
for
years and you haven't called until now. That's
wild. I've tried calling. I just haven't got through. So,
well, we're glad you did today. Thank you for brightening our morning. We hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Bye, Lindsay.
Perfect. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Thank
Bye.
You so much. We have the greatest listeners in the world.
It's nice meeting her.
23 years. Whoa. Here's Kim. Kim, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So glad you called us. What do you got going this weekend? Anything that's going to make us jealous?
You know, I'm going to go to the Black Hills and go do some rock hounding.
Rock what?
Rock hounding. I'm going to go look for agates.
Are you really?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with your agates after you find them?
Oh, I polish them up and look at them. They're beautiful.
Really?
There's a specific agate in Black Hills, just adjacent to the Black Hills.
Okay.
Called the Fairburn agate, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
Now, is there a market for these? I mean, do you turn around and sell them to, like, shops?
Oh, no. Yeah, there is a market for them. There's actually a Facebook page that people buy and sell them all the time.
What does a good agate go for?
They can go for hundreds of dollars.
Tens of dollars, Dom.
Well, no, hundreds of dollars is great, but you made
you
it sound like
yours?
You wouldn't sell yours.
Yeah, have you sold your agates?
I've never sold one because I love them, and I've got some really big ones, too.
Now, let me ask you, do they possess any sort of power, like healing power, or do you get good vibes off them or something?
Yeah, I don't get into that.
You don't get into that?
No, nah, they're just really pretty and
they just
know,
make nice earrings.
They make nice a lot of things. There's a lot of times they're actually geode inside also.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Well, I'm looking at some stuff online about them, how they are volcanic / metamorphic rocks, and they were used by the ancient Greeks for jewelry and other things. Why don't you sell
pretty.
A couple? Just a couple
well,
of
you
them.
You know, I do have a Fairburn. I have a arrowhead that I found that's a Fairburn agate arrowhead.
You probably get like $40 off of that.
I could probably get a lot more than that. I've just never...
I'm looking at pictures. You see a lot of these in souvenir shops and stuff, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those aren't... Yeah, I mean, the Fairburn agates, they have to have 17 lines in them.
Right.
Yeah.
These rocks are like cutting open a tree because they have like the rings in the middle, like a tree would.
Yes.
They're very pretty.
They're really pretty.
This is gorgeous. Yeah. The photos that I'm looking at, they're gorgeous.
So do you have to dig down to find these or chip away other rocks? Where do you find them?
Every time it rains or the snow melts, it uncovers them.
Really?
I'll be darned.
Yeah. I mean, it's actually a pretty large area. There's areas that people go hunt them that they shouldn't because they're national lands.
They say they are a soothing, it's a soothing and calming gemstone that heals inner anger and anxiety.
Well, there you go.
Maybe that's why I'm never angry.
That's why you're pretty chill.
See, you're so calm. Kim, you know what? Jeremy was desperately looking for something to do this weekend. He should go up, and you can show him where to hunt for agates.
Can I tag along? I'll bring my little pickaxe and a backpack with some snacks.
Oh, you don't even need a pickaxe. What you need is a bucket and a bottle of spray water.
I got that handy. I brought that to
That's
work.
That's all you need.
And a bottle of Jack, I would think, too, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that would go really well.
All right. I'm in.
Kim, you are so delightful. How long have you been listening to this show?
Actually, since 1996 is when I first started listening to this station. And then, since the early 2000s, like 2000, 2001.
Thank you, Kim. It means the world to us. Thank you for finally calling. We hope you have a great agate hunting weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Bye.
You be well. Thank you for being on the show. There you go. We learned something
new. Very interesting.
Hello, Adam. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Morning, boys. How you doing?
We're good, Adam.
What are your big plans for the weekend? Something that would make us envious?
Maybe just working tomorrow. That's about it.
That's it, huh? What do you do?
Oh, we're not jealous.
No. What do you do for
I pump concrete.
Pour concrete?
Pump concrete, yeah.
Oh, pump it.
He's pumping concrete.
So are you in one of those trucks with the big tubes that goes like up and over people's houses and then into the backyard for a pool?
Well, yeah, I usually try not to go over the houses, but yeah. Yep.
Yeah, do you? That's scary work.
Fun job.
It's one of those things, though, that it's oddly satisfying. It's one of those oddly satisfying videos where you can watch the concrete being pumped out of that tube like a bunch of turds, you know, onto somebody's porch. And I love watching that.
See, everyone thinks that, and then, you know, they're in their neighborhood, and then everyone just hates you because you're blocking the road and everything.
People yelling at you, shaking their fist.
That's pretty good. Like,
now, you're the guy who pumps it. Are you also the guy who takes the little trowel and smooths it out? Do you do both?
No. No, those are all finishers.
Yeah,
they're hardworking.
That is oddly satisfying to watch, too. Watch those guys smooth out concrete, and then they run the brush across it, you know, the broom.
Yeah, or they'll take a big board, like a 2x4 or something, and just...
It's
cool.
Watch them do that.
That's you know, Adam, work. Your phone keeps breaking up on us quite a bit. How long have you been listening to this show?
A few years now, just never called in.
What do you like about it?
Just the comedic side of everything and, you know, how you guys take everything. And, good music, too.
Good music, too.
You're a good man. What do you dislike about the show?
I don't know yet.
You don't know yet. Give it some time. Right. You'll find something.
Yeah.
Maybe all the Swift songs lately, you know.
I have no idea what he said.
I don't know what you're saying. Your phone's breaking up. Listen, you are a wonderful person. Thank you for listening for so long to the show. Have a great weekend. Don't get stuck in the concrete. Thank you for spending your mornings with us. Wade, good morning. What are you doing this weekend?
Oh, I'm going to take my new boat out.
Are you?
Boat.
Yeah. Get her out. Get her wet.
You got it.
How big is your boat?
16 feet.
It's not real big.
Chatfield, Cherry Creek, where?
Hopefully 11 mile, but probably you'll end up in Cherry Creek.
That's all right.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So you said this is a brand new boat? You're going to test it out?
Well, no, it's new to me. It's a 1972 Larson that's been garage kept, and last time it was in the water was in 1998. I brought my little fishing boat up to Lake McConaughey over the 4th of July, And then I ended up buying another one, so I have two boats now.
You better put a couple oars in there because it's 72 boat.
Yeah.
And
if
a life jacket.
Been in the water in 25 years. I'm a little concerned. What'd you pay for this antique?
Very vintage. Paid $2,000. My good buddy Danny gave me a heck of a price.
Attaboy, Danny.
Way to go, Danny.
He's like, and then as soon as you drove away, he's like, thank God that boat is not mine anymore.
Yeah, his wife kept putting up for sale signs on the windshield when we went up there and see his little place. I kept taking them down.
That's fantastic.
She wanted it gone.
What do you take on the boat with you? When you go out on the boat, say you're going to be out on Cherry Creek Reservoir this weekend, what's going to be on the boat with you?
Two kids, wife, sunscreen, water, and then...
and prayers.
Some fishing poles, of course.
Right on, man.
Fishing poles. No no adult beverages at all on that boat? Or?
Well, I'll probably be the driver, so we'll leave that, okay. You know.
We'll let your wife get tanked. Here. You got to steer that thing, that beast.
Just take some white wine out there and just... how long you listen?
Laws.
Yeah, how long you listen to this show?
About 6 years. First time calling in.
Thanks, man.
We appreciate it. It means the world to us, buddy. Have a great time. You be safe out on the lake, okay?
All right. Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Cheers to you. We're way over time, but we're going to try to sneak in two more quickly. Samantha and Chris. Samantha, good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi.
We appreciate you hanging out with us.
Samantha off the air, and she said she was very, very nervous, very scared.
Really?
Have you calmed down?
Yeah, although when I'm reading my Fitbit, I can see my heart rate go up.
What's your heart rate at right now?
Well, since I'm sitting and not doing anything, it's at, like, 53, but I saw it shot up at 60 when I actually got through.
Okay, oh, that's just great. Excitement.
Yeah, we love that. Be still, my beating heart. What are you doing this weekend, Samantha?
I have no clue. I actually texted my friend to see if we want to do something over the weekend, but I have no idea what specifically. Either we can go to the Jersey Shore, go to Elidge's, or maybe grab a bite and see the new Barbie movie.
That's what I was going to ask.
Might
you
as well
if you're
go
a Barbie,
to the Barbie
girl,
movie.
Get your pink on.
My wife's going, and my stepdaughter, they're going this afternoon, so you might as well just go see it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Get it over with. Do you work? What do you do for a living?
I work in HR.
We hear a lot from HR people. You going to be firing anybody anytime soon, or no?
No.
That's good. That's a bad way to start a weekend.
And how long have you listened to this show?
Oh, I listened to you guys since Dom and Jane. So I think I started listening to you guys in 2010, 2011 when I was in middle school.
Dang.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's been a while then.
Thank you for continuing to hang out with us, Samantha. We got to run. We hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Well, thank you. I'm so happy I called. This is my first time calling in, so I'm so happy.
Well, how do you, from 1 to 5 stars, what are you giving us on your first experience here?
A big old 5.
Yeah. You're the best. Samantha, have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Appreciate you. God, I love our listeners. They're the nicest. All right, we're way over time, Chris, but I still want to talk to you because you've been holding, and I want to know, what are you doing this weekend? That's so cool.
I am flying to Seattle tomorrow with, I think, 1,000 Swifties, but I'm not there for a Taylor Swift concert. I'm leaving Sunday on an Alaskan cruise.
Oh, are you? You should email me the details on that because I think that's what we're leaning towards doing next summer.
Oh, I love
gosh.
Please send me the info. How much is it costing you?
A gazillion dollars.
That's the downside. That is the downside.
You know, it'll be so worth it. You're going to have such a great time.
How many stops do you make?
We're just doing a 7-day, so we stop in Ketchikan, Sitka, and Juneau, and then we have excursions in all of the ports. Yeah. Oh, and then we also stop in Victoria. So
Night. I hear many good things about those Alaskan cruises. So
you're going to have to send some photos to your boy. You've got our number now in your phone, so text us some photos while you're there.
I will. It's a celebratory cruise. We're going, my family, my mom, my brother-in-law, my sister, my brother and his wife, and my husband and myself. We're celebrating birthdays and our 40th wedding anniversary. So, yeah.
Good
so
for you.
It's going to be a ton of fun. Yeah.
No wonder it's costing you so much money.
You got a million people going.
Yeah. They're on their own. I'm just paying, you know, we're splitting up mom and, and so.
That's very cool. We'll have a blast, all right?
You're the best.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I hope you guys have a great weekend as well, and I won't be thinking of you.
Good. You shouldn't. Go live your life.
Chris, have a great trip.
Bye, Chris.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's fantastic. I will not be thinking of you.
Screw you guys. I'm going to go whale watching.
It's funny. Hey, thanks to everyone who called in for a long time, first time. I'm going to give this, I'm going to say this was a hit today.
Very much so, yeah.